South Korean police have found a huge cache of illegal stimulants aboard a Chinese container ship that may have come from North Korea. For decades, North Korea has been accused of trafficking in illegal narcotics to prop up its economy and fund its weapons programs. The United States and its Asian allies have promised to put an end to that. Japan says it's determined to squeeze North Korea economically. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Tokyo.
The diplomatic machinations over North Korea's nuclear weapons program are taking place in the rarefied corridors of power. But the solution, or at least part of the solution, to the North Korean puzzle may lie here in Japan's pachinko parlors. The gambling game is a favorite among Japan's so-called salarymen. Wearing crumpled suits, they sit passively under bright fluorescent lights, watching tiny metal balls cascade through a sort of pinball machine, while a cloying soundtrack repeats the same tune over and over again. To an outsider, it looks like a fast track to a migraine, but for the Japanese, the game offers a welcome distraction from their many problems. Pachinko parlors are everywhere, as ubiquitous as sushi restaurants, only much more profitable. Pachinko is, according to some estimates, a $200 billion a year business, bigger than Japan's car industry. Many of the pachinko parlors are owned by North Koreans living in Japan, and they send some of their profits back home. Nobody knows exactly how much. The amount has decreased in recent years, but the pachinko money is only part of the cash flowing across the Sea of Japan. The Japanese import seafood, gourmet mushrooms, and, believe it or not, men's suits from North Korea. Then there is the illicit trade, drugs, counterfeit money, and even endangered species. The money helps keep North Korea's economy afloat and enables it to build missiles and nuclear weapons. But now, says Japan, enough is enough. Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi, standing alongside President Bush during a recent visit to his ranch in Crawford, Texas, promised to get tough.
Japan will crack down more rigorously on illegal activities. And the North Koreans will have to understand that threats and intimidations will have no meaning whatsoever.
Japanese leaders have made similar promises in the past, but failed to deliver. This time, analysts say, is different. The Japanese public now feels directly threatened by North Korea. U.S. officials hope that with Japan's help, they can squeeze North Korea economically and force it to the negotiating table on America's terms. But some analysts warn that cutting off North Korea's legitimate forms of foreign revenue may result in an unexpected and dangerous consequence. Marcus Nolan is a senior fellow with the Institute for International Economics.
They would presumably intensify their activities of an illicit nature, and these would include drug dealing, counterfeiting, smuggling, and ultimately selling things like missiles and potentially, and the most frightening, weapons of mass destruction or their component parts to make weapons of mass destruction, fissile material, biological weapons stocks, chemical weapons stocks, and so on.
Japan, at least, appears willing to take that chance. For decades, consumers and pachinko addicts here have helped prop up the North Korean regime, a regime that's threatened to turn Tokyo into a sea of fire. As one analyst here put it, we are strangling ourselves. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.